purple flower is beautiful. It's way too pretty to leave it in the woods. I'm going to take it home.
That flower reflects the light of Jesus, and you should too. My name is Zach, and you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. Let's get started. Do you have a bicycle or tricycle or maybe even one of those fancy scooters? If you do, then I bet you have something else too, reflectors. Those are the red or yellow round thingies that glow whenever someone shines a light on them. They keep you safe if you're riding in the dark. You know, we're supposed to be reflectors too. That's right. When people see the way we treat others, they should see the light of Jesus reflected in us. It's just like it says in Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. All right, our story for today is called The Purple Flower. On a sunny summer afternoon, Kayla and her parents decided to take a walk through the woods. When they first moved to the farm, Dad had cleared a path that looped through the woods at the back of their property. Kayla loved walking in the woods with her parents. She would often just stand still and take in the sounds and smells of the forest. It was always so peaceful and beautiful. As she rounded a curve in the path, something caught Kayla's eye. "Mom, Dad, come look at this," she called. Mom and Dad walked over to where Kayla was standing. On the ground, nestled between a bunch of leaves and sticks, was a bright purple flower. "Wow, that flower was hidden well," Dad said. Mom nodded. "If you hadn't been standing right there, we would have missed it." "It's too pretty to just leave it hidden out here. Can I pick it and take it home?" Kayla asked. Mom checked her phone to make sure it was okay to pick, and then Kayla carefully picked the flower and held on to it as they continued on around the path. Once they reached the house, Kayla grabbed a vase from under the kitchen sink, filled it with water, and placed the flower in it. She set the vase on the table so they could all enjoy it. "It's so beautiful," Kayla exclaimed. During devotions that evening, Dad read some verses from the book of Matthew. "You know, that flower you found in the woods today is a good example of this Bible lesson," he said when he finished reading. "The flower was just so bright and beautiful that you couldn't leave it hidden in the woods. You wanted everyone to see it. Well, this verse is saying that's what we're like as Christians. We have the light of Jesus in us, and we shouldn't try to hide it. We need to shine bright like that flower so that others can see the beauty of His love in our lives." That night when Kayla went to bed, she prayed that the Lord would help her be a shining light for Him. She wanted others to see Jesus in her life. So how about you? Does your life reflect the light of Jesus? Can others see Him when they look at you? As Christians, it's important for us to be a light for Jesus. Others should be able to see His love and goodness in the way we treat them and know that He makes a difference in our lives. So don't keep your light hidden. Shine brightly for Jesus today and every day. Our key verse today is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14.
You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden.
And our key thought today, be a light for Jesus. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus. And now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. It combines God's Word and great stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.